of God. And so now they come to this man born blind, and they ask this question, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? If it had been me, I might have said, you know, did you all play hooky on Job Day at school when you were growing up? You're familiar with Job, right? You remember in that story about Job's friends? You remember how they, the bad guys, they had on the black hats. You remember how these guys were trying to assess the connection between one man's suffering and his sin. And if you remember the story, you'll remember that was a bad thing to do. What's the matter with you? Whose sin? Jesus could have gotten professorial. He could have broken out his Latin. He could have said, like some great theologians I've heard before, you've asked the question, whose sin? His sin or his parents' sin? Do you not know that there is a tertium quid? There's a third option. Brothers, you're giving us a false dilemma here. You're asking an either-or question to which the answer is no. Instead, Jesus was patient. He answered the question. Jesus said these words, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Now, friends, it doesn't take Job's friends or the disciples to make this kind of mistake. In fact, I want to suggest to you again that when we find ourselves in the context of suffering, it's often the devil himself who comes along beside us. And if we're not willing, if he can't tempt us to curse God for our suffering, if we're going to remain faithful to his good intentions,